This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. In Jakarta on Thursday, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Cultural Affairs, Pratikno, expressed strong support for the 1 million scholarship movement launched by his ministry in collaboration with the Indonesian Scholarship Network Association. This initiative aligns with the government's priority programs under the Fast Best Results Program, launched in May 2025, which aims to accelerate equal quality education across Indonesia and realize the vision of Indonesia's, I should say, Golden Indonesia 2045. On Thursday, Indonesia's Minister of Social Affairs, Saifullah Yusuf, visited People's Junior High School, Tent Bogor, located within Inten Suenu Integrated Center in Bogor Regency, West Java. The school is part of a government program aimed at providing education for children from low-income families. During his visit, the minister witnessed students eating together. For many of these children, who come from families struggling to meet basic needs, having three nutritious meals a day is not a given. The People's School program is designed to meet these critical needs, not only offering education and dormitories, but also ensuring daily meals. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Bergetar hatiku saat ku berkenalan dengannya. Ku dengar dia menyebutkan nama dirinya. Sejak ku bertemu, ku telah jatuh hati padanya. Di dalam hati telah menjelma cinta. Dan bawalah jatuh selalu
nanti.
pecah, hatimu lah yang ku puja. Wahai cinta, beri pertanda, dengar kupu-kupu yang bicara.
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Nabila Taqiya. Nabila Taqiya was born on November 21, 2005 in Banda Aceh, began to be known since she became the runner-up of Indonesian Idol Season 12. At the beginning of her career in the music industry, Nabila released a winning song entitled Menghargai Kata Rindu, or Appreciate the Words Missing You. Now she is back with a single, Terpatah Terluka, or Torn in Pain, which was released on October 18, 2024. This song presents a special collaboration with Indonesian father-son noted musicians Yofi Widianto and Arsy Widianto, who are known for their romantic and emotional works. The song carries the pop ballad genre with a sweet yet melancholic arrangement, strengthening the emotions contained in the song lyrics. The song tells about the bitterness of loving someone who already belongs to someone else, even though both of them have feelings for each other. Well, listeners, let's enjoy the latest single by Nabila Taqiya, entitled Terpatah Terluka.
Namun aku takkan
Indonesia.
Bapak saya udah gak ada biaya lagi. Mami udah tua, katanya udah gak
sekolah. I almost dropped out of school. At that time, my father had no money anymore. I wanted to study, but I couldn't do anything. I wanted to work. Suddenly, Henny came. She asked me to go to school again. My life has changed once Henny came. She was my savior.
That was said by Annie, one of the farmer's children in the village of Ciglap, Bogor, West Java, who almost could not continue studying to senior high school. Luckily, she received a scholarship from Henny Sri Sundani, an ex-housemate in Hong Kong. Henny worked for 6 years in there. Once she got back to her homeland, Henny initiated Smart Children of Farmers movement by giving learning assistance and scholarship to hundreds of farmers' children. Having graduated from SMK 1 State Vocational School Banjar in 2005, Henny had a dream to continue her study at a university. However, as she did not have enough money, she decided to work in Hong Kong. There, she got an opportunity to study at a university on weekends. In 2011, she graduated from St. Mary's University with a cum laude distinction, although at first Henny did not tell her employer that she studied at a university. Once she came back from Hong Kong, Henny got married and lives in the village of Jampang, Bogor, West Java. Since 2013, she started being active to go from one kampung or village to another and give extra classes to farmers' children in Sasak Village and Jampang Village on the weekends. The activities that she calls Smart Children of Farmers Movement then expanded to other villages. The sun rises, the dawn comes. Henny Sri Sundani goes to the paddy field not to farm, but to teach the children of the farmers. Ciglap village is only 60 kilometers from the capital city of Indonesia, but the villagers who are mostly farmers are still poor. The atmosphere is seen not only in the classroom, but also in a bamboo saung or gazebo situated beside a small river and a dam. The rain has fallen since midnight. The road, which is mostly not asphalt, turns muddy. However, about 200 children have been waiting for 1 hour before the class begins.
Sebagian besar memang kan anak-anak di sini orang tuanya bekerja sebagai buruh tani.
Most of the children's parents here work as farmers, so we can see physically that their houses are still with bamboo plated walls. Most of them study only until elementary school level. Some even stop studying in the fifth grade. I teach children who are not only from Ciglap but also from four other kampungs. The surrounding kampungs also come here.
Masuk, hari ini siapa yang mau ikutan silat?
Henny, who was born into a farmer's family, has experienced what the children experience. The woman born in Ciamis, West Java on May 2, 1987, felt that nobody cared about her. That's what motivated Henny to initiate the Smart Children of Farmers movement.
Jadi memang ayah saya kan memang buruh tani saja gitu. Ibu juga sama seperti itu. Sehingga kami tinggal di sebuah kampung yang memang terpencil, kurang lebih sama seperti ini, di sebuah dusun ya, sangat terpencil.
My parents are farmers. We lived in a remote kampung in a very remote hamlet that it is far from access to health and education. My parents work as farmers because they did not have land. My grandparents were also farmers. Actually, not all people are poor in the kampung. Some have performed Hajj pilgrimage, but it's all about caring. Nobody cares.
Biru apa biru bahasa Inggrisnya apa? Ipin. Biru bahasa Inggrisnya. Pencet banget.
Children of farmers in Jiglap village have intelligence which is below average. Some of the second graders cannot read yet. However, a villager named Ita thanks to Henny for making her child smarter.
Dia ada perubahan, dia semakin pintar. Pintar belajar. Dia semakin
My child
belajar.
Is smarter and more diligent. My child was not that smart, but now my child can read. No numbers and no letters. Alhamdulillah, thanks God. I find it really helpful. I'm so happy.
What is done by Henny to educate the children of farmers through the Smart Children of Farmers movement is welcomed not only by the villagers but also by the volunteers and youth in Chiglap village. Every week, Henny does not teach alone. More than 10 volunteers participate in here. On that day, a pencaksilat or martial art trainer from Perisai Diri Martial Art School came.
Dah, sekarang kaki kanannya mana? Kaki kanannya ini. Pegang. Mundur yang kanan. Ya, mulai. Satu. Lagi. Mundur kanannya. Satu. Tah, gini tah. Yo, siap lagi. Siap.
Now Henny, who received the Indonesian Smart Active Award in Hong Kong, guided 5 villages in Kemang District, Bogor, West Java. The villages include Kampung Sasak, Kampung Pulo, Kampung Cikelap, Kampung Babakan Pulo, and Kampung Jampang. Besides this, since 2014, Henny has established a library at home and has held classes every Monday and Tuesday.
Di perpustakaan Abatasa sebenarnya programnya banyak ya. Jadi
we have many programs in the Abatasa library like cooking class, computer class, and English class. So it has more a life skill class. The children read a lot or make origami. We want to instill character education to the children in various ways through various interesting skills according to their age.
The Smart Children of Farmers movement is a small part of the Farmers Empowerment Program initiated by Henny. She also helped to develop other programs for the farmers. Various sanitation improvements and health program are done.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, good. Last day, we are study about present. Tense.
Jadi kami programnya itu.
So besides the health program, we also have an economic and social empowerment program. In the field of health, we build bathing facilities and toilets and drill a well because many people still did MJK or toilets in a ditch with buffaloes and dogs. The sanitation was certainly bad and it caused a bad lifestyle. We also often distribute dental health tools and soap to the children.
People are very thankful for the assistance given by Henny. Anwar, a Tigla villager whose house was almost collapsed, now has a proper house that accommodates 11 children and grandchildren, thanks to Henny.
Saya juga merasa terharu ya, merasa berterima kasih betul sama Bu Henny, karena telah, apa namanya?
I really thank Henny for helping me and my children who now can go back to school. When I was sick, Henny even knew it. She always monitors my children and I. Thank God. My grandchildren can live here. Oh God, I'm really grateful that someone still cares about me. The The various programs that Henny runs were self-funded at first. The fiction writer with a pen name Jaladara often writes about her activities in the social media. From there, she gets many donors.
Beberapa donatur kadang, oh mbak maaf ya bulan ini nggak bisa, tapi kita ke anak-anak.
The donors sometimes say, sorry I cannot give a donation this month, but we still give the donation to the children. Sometimes we cover it. If the test is coming, we have to pay. We have to handle it by ourselves. One day we had to pay the test fees for the children, but we only had 145,000 rupiah in our account. At the same time, we had a class at home and we had to pay the electricity. So we paid 100,000 for the electricity and there was 45,000 left in our ATM account. On the other hand, it was still middle of the month, but thanks to God Almighty, there is always a way out.
The dry land is restless. The leaves are sentinels for the fate of the farmers. Born as the child of farmers, Henny moved from one village to another to unlive in the dreams of the farmers' children.
Sini Bu, Pakri, Pakran, Tio, lihat Ibu dulu nak. Be,
lihatin ke depan.
Iya, lihat Ibu. Semuanya ikutin ya. Gini ya, 1, 2, 3. Be, Be, U, M, G.
Ya, kita berharap dengan pendidikan anak-anak bisa
we hope that the children can get a better education. We invite children to dream and pursue the dream as well as have a hope. It is the hope that can make them pursue a better future.
Sekarang Jamila, dokter,
wants to be a doctor so I can heal my mother.
Kalau kau sakit kusuntik, janganlah kau takut-takut minum obat. Dokter yang hebat mengajar di dalam kelas.
Pengen jadi guru.
Wants to be a teacher. I hope I can realize my dreams. I want to make my parents happy. I want to make my parents proud, and I don't want to cause problems for them.
Cita-cita.
Kalau anak petani jadi petani,
it is common that children of farmers become farmers. Children of the poor become poor. But we want to change it, so children of farmers can become successful people in whatever they choose to do.
Tunjukkan musik, telusuri jalanan
dari malam hingga pagi.
Kita pernah lama bersama, semua titik di kota ini adalah kita. Walau kau putuskan untuk pergi, cerita kita tetapkan abadi.
Berpisah itu mudah, tak ada kamu di hidupku, aku mampu. Namun menghapuskan semua kenangan kita adalah hal yang paling menyulitkan untukku. Tutup album fotoku, rapat-rapat. Buang buku-buku puisi, mengganti semua dekorasi. Semua hanya coba lupakan, selalu berujung padamu. Semua tempat yang aku datang,
a song, a lovely duet by Rizky Febian and Mika Tambayong. Berpisah itu mudah, or separated is easy.
Berpisah itu mudah,
but of course being separated is really sad. But don't worry, cause we won't be separated yet until about 30 minutes from now, because we still have not a special interview, but we would like to know the current situation in our neighboring countries following a very serious tension. So stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Katakan semua yang engkau mau, percaya padaku, aku lelakimu. Mungkin pelukku tak sangat senja, ucapku tak menghapus air mata. Tapi ku di sini sebagai lelakimu. yang engkau putuskan. Garis hidup sudah engkau tentukan.
bukan dia ini. Menghadapi segala tantangan bersama. Bersyukurlah pada yang maha kuasa. Hargailah orang-orang yang menyayangimu dan selalu ada setia di sisimu. Siapapun yang kau pernah sakiti dalam pencarian janji dirimu dan semua yang kau impikan tergolong sang pemimpi. Bersyukurlah pada yang maha kuasa. Hargailah orang-orang yang menyayangimu dan selalu ada setia di sisimu. Siapapun yang kau pernah sakiti dalam pencarian janji dirimu dan semua yang kau impikan terkawal sang pemimpin.
Rattan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat Rotan from North Sumatra.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, yeah, or MBG. Mm-hmm. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption, and the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Here is quote of the day. This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. A quote by Suharto. The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out planned development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI. Today's sound.
Manakah datangnya lintah dari sawah turun ke kali? Dari manakah datangnya cinta dari mata ke hati?
Orang bilang jatuh cinta itu rasa, orang bilang jatuh hati itu gelisah. Tapi jatuh cinta gak pernah berubah, tetap jatuh cinta. Oh jatuh cinta kapan saja, tetap berjuta-juta rasanya.
Kesah gelisah, aduh neng itu mah biasa.
Oh jatuh cinta kapan saja, tetap berjuta-juta rasanya. Kesah gelisah, aduh kan itu mah biasa.
Dari mana datangnya lintas,
dari sawah turun ke kali.
Dari manakah datangnya cinta,
oh, dari mata ke hati.
Orang bilang jatuh cinta itu rasa,
orang bilang jatuh hati itu gelisah. Tapi jatuh cinta gak pernah berubah,
tetap jatuh cinta lagi.
Tetap jatuh cinta lagi. Oh jatuh cinta kapan saja, tetap berjuta-juta rasanya.
Kesah gelisah, aduh neng itu mah biasa.
Oh jatuh cinta kapan saja, tetap berjuta-juta rasanya.
Kesah gelisah, aduh neng itu mah biasa.
Kemana-mana, tapi aku tahu rasa.
When you see this cake, you might think it's a pancake or dorayaki. But this is Khamir cake from Pemalang, Central Java. Khamir cake comes from a mix of Arab and Javanese culture. It's made from flour, eggs, sugar, and fermented cassava or tape, giving it a unique taste, sweet, soft, and slightly. It looks like Japanese dorayaki or American pancakes, but khamir is denser and has a special flavor from fermented cassava. While dorayaki is filled with red bean paste and pancakes are served with syrup, khamir can be enjoyed plain or with modern toppings. So, have you tried kue khamir? If not, you must try it.
VOI listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from South Sulawesi entitled Tome Pare. The song Tome Pare was composed by J.K. Parantean. The lyrics tell people of Toraja who are harvesting paddy in the valley and hill. Many people are walking into rice fields to harvest happily. Meanwhile, a shepherd is joking and playing gladly, waiting for the harvest. All the people look happy while harvesting the paddy. Alright, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from South Sulawesi, Indonesia, entitled Tome Pare by J.K. Parantean. Happy listening!
Thank you.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chillin' by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would've thought somehow, you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would've known somehow, you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue while I see a zoo. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing out. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing.